It's the captain here with Captain Clean. Professional carpet cleaning is our expertise. All of us clean our bed sheets and dirty clothes routinely, but why not our carpets? It's gross. Even if you take your shoes off, your carpets are always getting dirty. Just call the captain for your 100% free estimate or to schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, 672-0726. Affordable options for healthy living.
The following message presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Visit eFirstFederal.bank.
The City of Sheridan Weed and Pests would like to remind the public that mosquito prevention is a community-wide effort. Please remember to drain standing water, dress appropriately, and apply mosquito repellent, especially during the hours around dusk and dawn. For more information, to report heavy concentrations of mosquitoes, or to request that your home be in a no-spray zone, please call the mosquito hotline at 307-655-8297 or visit the website at www.sheridanwy.gov.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project? Looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, June 25th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting. And this is Public Pulse. And this morning we are joined by WIO Rodeo board members Austin Reitzel and Laura Dallas. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, let's just kind of get the basics out here. First off, Laura, Austin, both of you. Now, Austin, you started last year on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is my second year on the board.
Second year on the board. Laura, you're the newbie. You're the new kid in class, huh?
The freshman.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the freshman.
Freshman rule.
It's pretty good so far. Having fun?
Yeah, it's been great. I'm enjoying it.
I mean, when you join these boards or get involved in something in the community, I think a lot of it, of course, it comes with a lot of responsibility, a lot of things that you got to get done, but are you having, like, fun doing it? I think that is just as important.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the big things when considering joining a board is kind of getting to know the people that are part of that and then what the board is going to or is representing and their goal and their mission. And so getting to know that and seeing if it's a good fit for you personally is important. And then just getting to know the rest of the folks on the board is critical too. And I just really enjoy the board. They're just a neat, unique group of ladies and gals. God, I can't even talk today.
You're doing great.
Ladies and gentlemen, cowboys and cowgirls, with all like-minded ideas and beliefs. And so it's been fun.
You're a pretty busy individual, too. So are the meetings, how often does the board meet?
We meet once a month for the majority of the year. And then in June.
Towards the end of May, we start meeting about twice a month. And
really
then in June, we meet every week.
Every day.
Going over the fairgrounds, making sure that everything's getting dialed up and ready for rodeo to start in July.
So, yeah, the devil's in the details.
Yeah, and the text and email threads get pretty long. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I could only imagine.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the WIO Rodeo. When is it going to begin this year?
So if I remember right, Slack will start on July 6th. So people can come and watch Slack in the mornings and in the afternoons of Monday and Tuesday. Then the actual perfs are going to start, the performances are going to start on the 8th, Wednesday night.
Is that your guys' abbreviation? When do the perfs start?
Yeah, perf is short for performance. Absolutely. Yeah.
Radio or rodeo slang.
Yep.
Rodeo board
Everybody's
slang.
Got their own language and we're learning it. So.
Now, when does it conclude for this year?
Let's see. 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th is the last night. Saturday night, the 12th.
11th.
No, my bad. Math is hard.
Hey, I'm right there with you. That's why I started studying language. I don't like numbers. Now, if we look at each of your roles on the WIO Rodeo Board, what does it involve throughout the year? Because as we said, you know, the meetings, the texts, the conversations really kind of amp up in the spring so that we can get everything nailed down, make sure that people are going to be in the right spot at the right time. But as we look at the whole year, kind of building up to that point, what do they ask of you, Laura?
Well, for me, this year has just kind of been learning about the board and just various components of it and what everybody does and just getting to know people.
And
figuring it out. I'm transitioning into this position. Brandy Campbell has overseen it in the past, and she's transitioning into a couple other roles within the board. So she and I have been kind of tag teaming it. So it's been a lot of, learning from her and good conversations and meeting with her volunteers that she's established for the parade and just kind of learning the ropes and learning the business.
There's probably like a core component of volunteers that A, have proven themselves to be pretty dang dependable, and B, they just like to be involved. This is where they like to put their time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we're finding on, I think, any of the different areas of board engagement, because we all have a specific assigned role within the board, mm-hmm. and we all have a really good, strong support system with volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And some of those jobs, obviously, they've got to understand how to not get in the way or get hurt or whatever it is. So so we do have a really good set of volunteers that come back every year, and we're lucky that way, I think. So.
Austin, what about you? You're entering your second year. You ran carnivals last year as well, right?
Carnival and all the vendors. Yep.
Now, I'm sure that there's like a relationship building component to that.
Yes.
When it comes to dealing with vendors, because just like volunteers, I'm sure there's certain vendors. Hey, I'm going to Wyo Rodeo.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yes.
I know that there's certain people that I would say that some folks in town really look forward to visiting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a good group of vendors. And honestly, all but I believe one vendor is coming back from last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have a really good set. And, you know, like you talked about with the relationship with the vendors, you know, it's really important that not only do the vendors be a vendor that the customer really wants, but it's also a vendor that works well with our board and with our rodeo. And, you know, obviously there can be times where, you know, you obviously don't want necessarily a super high maintenance vendor, right? You want somebody who can come and they're there to make money. We're there to put on a really good rodeo and serve the community and do everything that we do. And so I'd say that's probably the biggest part of that relationship is just making sure that they're a good fit for the rodeo, for themselves, and with the other vendors. Because if we have really good vendors there that we want to keep coming back, last thing we want is a vendor to come in and make some of them not want to come back.
Stir the pot.
Right. Yeah. And there can definitely be some of those dynamics as well. So, yeah.
And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but what's the farthest location of vendors coming from?
Oh, man, we got some coming from Colorado, Montana. I think the furthest one is Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. If I remember right.
That's a good trek.
Yeah, it's a big trek. And you know, they're very good. But we've got a ton of local vendors as well. We've got Wyoming Isn't Real. We've got Ranch Eats. We've got the Burger Wagon, Papa Bino's. Like we definitely like to work with our local vendors as best as we can, you know.
Absolutely.
It's about supporting our local community as best we can, right? So,
and the food truck blow up over the past decade. You know, when I was a little kid, you might get one or two trailers at the county fair.
Yeah.
And nowadays, boy, there's specialty food trucks all over the place when you walk in there. I imagine those food trucks take a lot of separate resources. Do you handle that as well, or is that the vendor's responsibility? Hey, you need propane, contact this person. Hey, you need electricity, I'll get you an extension cord. But what past that do you deal with?
You know, honestly, all of that, the vendors are for the most part. My job is to essentially make sure that they have their spot and they get to have the spot, and we make sure that there's no issues between the vendors. But, I mean, even electricity, you know, We have some plugs there at the fairgrounds, but we can get a little limited because, you know, there's a lot of power coming from all of those vendors. And so it's kind of a first come, first serve. And if there's plugs, great. If not, we also have a great vendor that shows up with a massive generator. Ryan with Craven Barbecue, he shows up with a big generator, and he can provide power for a lot of our vendors too. So,
oh, really? He helps out, huh?
Yes, he does.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Ryan's awesome that way. He's a guy we definitely want to keep coming back.
Now, Austin, I don't know you. Yep. Are you originally from here?
You know, I'm not. I grew up in Logan, Utah for the most part of my life, in Preston, Idaho. That's where I kind of hail from. My parents both grew up over the mountain in Lovell and Tensleep.
Okay.
On cattle ranches over there. But I grew up in Logan, Utah. We moved up. We lived in Sheridan about 10 years ago. I worked for Sheridan Ranches way back in the day. And then when we started thinking about where we really wanted to settle down with our four kids, well, it was three at the time with one on the way, we decided we wanted to come back to Wyoming, and we were excited to move to Sheridan back in September of 2023. So,
as we look at carnival vendors and kind of the carnival in general, is there anything that you would say has really changed over the years?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, I'd say a big thing that's changed is there's been some changes in the layout of where the vendors are. You know, one thing that happened the year before I got that I've stuck with is it used to be we kind of had just a real mix under the grandstands versus outside the under the grandstands as far as food and merchandise. And we kind of drew a line down saying we really want to try and have the merchandise be over under the grandstands, and then the food, just because, like you say, the food guys, mostly they come in trucks. The merchandise folks, they come with tents. So, you know, for the most part, not a lot of trucks and trailers that come. So that's much better for them to be under the grandstands where they can't get rained on. Whereas the food trucks, you know, for the most part, they've already got that protection. Another change is just trying to make sure that all of our vendors are lined up earlier in the year so that we're not scrambling, trying to get people paid, trying to get things figured out, you know, the week before or anything like that. So that's been one thing I've really been working on.
The behind the scenes.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah. Getting everything lined up. So, you know, we're right now we have basically all of our vendors are lined up, paid, ready to go. We have everything we need. It's just now we just got to show up for rodeo. So,
is there a contract involved, or is it just kind of a handshake?
No, there is a contract involved. There's the fee that they pay, and then there's agreements that we make. And like we were talking about with the power, we make sure that it's everybody's aware. You know, a few years ago there was a power outage at the rodeo for a little bit, and so we said, hey, this can happen. Please come prepared with generators, things like that. We are not going to be able to come solve this problem for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be busy.
Yeah, once everything kicks off.
Once that rodeo starts, it's kind of sink or swim, right? So yeah.
When it comes to once the actual rodeo kicks off, what exactly is everybody kind of assigned, either a gate, a door, make sure the tickets are in, duties like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little closer to the mic for me.
Yes. Like, for instance, my duties once rodeo. So I also help with slack. We have our timed events where we rope calves or rope steers, and I'm helping with those events in the mornings. And then when we get to where we're having the perfs at night, you know, I work with Sarah Schreiber, who's our veterinarian on the board.
Oh, she's
and
great.
So I stay with the skidster in case we were to have an accident. We need to get an animal out of the arena and get it taken care of or something like that. So I do that. I also help judge with the Indian relays. You know, Jess Sams, he's obviously in charge, our main guy on the Indian relay. And so he's taking care of the relay, making sure everybody's taking happy that way. I mean, there's a lot of response. There's a lot. I'll tell you this, like I love rodeo and I love watching, and I've been involved with some smaller scale rodeos in my life, but this one, there's a lot of moving components, and we all got jobs the second it starts till it's over.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not a lot of sleep during that week, I would imagine.
No, that's we don't need that way.
Whoever supplies the coffee probably stays just as busy.
Yeah.
It's coffee and lots of water.
Yeah.
Laura, when it comes to those responsibilities, has the board got something set up where they're like, well, you're a newbie, so this year you got to man this area. Next year you work your way up to slack. The year after that, you'll be watching this.
You know, I haven't had that conversation yet, so I'm not quite sure. I am a little nervous, but no, I think that it's all pretty balanced and fair. We're pretty good about, we know our own limitations. I mean, I'm certainly not going to be working much with the livestock, although I do have experience with it, but it's not my comfort level right now. So
not your wheelhouse.
And I'm just going to kind of sit back and take a lot of it in and see how this all comes together. And last year I had the opportunity to work with Casey, the volunteer coordinator, and learned a lot about, you know, the nuances of how this gets put together. And it's a well-oiled machine. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, and I think you have a really interesting perspective on everything because first year, coming in, you know, and you volunteered for how many years prior?
So my original volunteer experience is with the winter rodeo.
Okay.
Coordinating that. So that's kind of how I got to know some of the board members is through the ski drawing event. And then I got to know Casey through leadership Sheridan County. And then we're both Pinedale kids. So we had a lot in common and he just saw an opportunity for me to kind of help him out and it kind of evolved from that. So,
I think it's a really interesting perspective to have that first year. I've spoken to a lot of individuals who've been on the board for a number of years, and they, after a while, you know, you're like, well, yeah, it works out really well, and we've got this and this in place. Yeah. But as a first year coming in, you're just learning about this and this.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the perception is, you know, if you're not a rodeo person, that's not been part of your life your entire time, if you're not a horse person per se, that you're not really a good candidate for a rodeo board. But I think what's important, and I kind of emphasized this when I was meeting with them and interviewing, is like there's so many components to it, and it's a community engagement event. And so it's not just about rodeo. There's so many other components about it. So it's engaging the person that doesn't have an interest in rodeo, and how can they become part of this week? And so I think I bring that. I have a lot of experience in community engagement, outreach, event management, those kind of things. And so it's about kind of like, what's my strengths and how can I fold that into the rodeo? And so that community engagement, I think, is a big part. And I don't need to know, you know, all the ins and outs about rodeo, but I do understand like the Western heritage aspect of it and the value of that. So,
and I think that's great that you brought that up, because I think that does, you know, kind of hold people back from volunteering or stepping up or maybe even getting involved in the rodeo in any way.
Yeah.
Just, you know, well, I don't know rodeo. I've never understood it. I'm new. Even though I want to embrace the Western heritage of my new community moving in here, maybe I came from a city and I really just don't know. But I do have fantastic skills when it comes to community organization, event planning, things like that. Just as important as knowing anything else.
We'll see how it folds in.
Yeah,
that's right.
I guess we will, won't we? All right, on that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to have more with your Wyo Rodeo Board when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Celebrate the 50th anniversary of Whiz Bang Fireworks. Come on over to the stand and sign up for giveaways. Whiz Bang Fireworks is open now with a huge selection of fireworks. Whiz Bang Fireworks will get your 4th of July off to the big bang, plus celebrate the 50th anniversary. Whiz Bang Fireworks, open daily, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on North Main Street behind Pizza Hut. Please follow all local laws. Whiz Bang Fireworks, celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Legacy Diamond and Gems invite you to see their special display, Great American Gems, showing gemstones mined right here across the United States, featuring Montana Yogo sapphires, rare Utah red beryl, and a variety of beautiful gemstones from Arizona, California, Idaho, Maine, Montana, Oregon, and of course, Wyoming. Great American Gems. See them now at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Leave the crowd behind and head 30 miles up Red Gray to Sparrow Wigwam, smack dab in the middle of Wyoming's Bighorn Mountains. Unwind on a guided half or all-day horseback ride through the towering pines and alpine meadows, featuring a saddlebag lunch beside a cool mountain stream. Then turn your adventure into a getaway and rent a cozy cabin for the night. Whether you're a first-time rider or an old hand, Sparrow Wigwam has a trail for you. Make it all happen at SparrowWigwam.com.
You know what's frustrating? Your check engine light comes on, and the first place you call says, well, we can get to you next Tuesday. At Midas Tire and Auto, we know your car can't wait. That's why, in most cases, we offer same-day service with a full staff ready to get you back on the road right away. And we stand behind our work with a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty on parts, plus lifetime warranties on mufflers, shocks, and struts, brakes, and tires. Come visit us today at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And this morning we're sitting with WYO Rodeo board members, Austin Reitzel and Laura Dallas. Now, Austin, you handle the carnival.
Yes.
You handle the vendors. Laura, you've got the big event of the parade on your shoulders, my friend.
So I've been told.
Well, I think it's, I thought, wow, what a great choice.
Thank you.
If you want the truth. I thought, what a fantastic choice. This individual probably understands, transportation, the movement of vehicles, the movement of materials, probably better than a lot of folks do because of your civilian position. Even though, you're not the one out there hauling the asphalt and putting it on the ground.
Oh, I've laid asphalt, but that's another story.
Well, there you go. You see what I'm talking about. You understand movement probably better than the majority of people that are actually out there.
Well, thank you.
So what would you say when it comes to the parade itself? How many, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here, even just a generalized, approximation, how many floats we got this year?
Right now, we're at about 85 entries, I think it is. Registration ends tomorrow at 5 p.m. So
we're still taking them.
Yep, through tomorrow. The procrastinators of the community are showing up, which is awesome. I love it. We have roughly 85 right now. We cap it at 130 just because of the staging aspect of the area we have and then how we can line up all the ducks in a row to get them onto the parade route in a orderly fashion. So, that's where we're at right now. We'll cap at 130. I think last year we had 107 or something was the number. So roughly around 100 people seems to be very manageable.
I imagine by the time you hit the office, you'll probably have some emails and registrations.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I got quite a few yesterday. So
did you?
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the staging area itself, what does that look like? I imagine organized chaos.
Well, at 5 o'clock in the morning, we set up barricades between Fifth Street and Coffeen Avenue and Main and Coffeen on, the Gould side and then the Brooks and Thurman roads routes there. So those blockades start going up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and then we've pretty much commandeered that whole area from 5th Street to 1st Street and Dow, the bridge, is our staging area. So we have a very detailed map of here's entry number 1, 2, 3, all the way down, and this is where they go. And the parade committee has got 20-some years combined experience and throwing this all together, and these gals are just phenomenal. And honestly, I don't see how they are the ones that put this parade together. So yeah. A big shout out to all those ladies. And it's a well-designed, structured plan. and set, and everyone knows their role, and it comes together pretty seamlessly. Of course, you know, there's always going to be one or two little here's and there's and hiccups, but it seems to come together pretty well, and so I'm excited to be part of that part and not really have to stress too much about it because these ladies know what they're doing.
And I bet that, you know, it's the idea that, yes, everything's a well-oiled machine and everything goes off without a hitch. And a lot of times, even if it doesn't.
The general public doesn't know what's happening on the back end. And that's, yeah.
You don't see all the cogs.
No.
And so 95% of the time when a cog is missing, you're not going to miss it as long as the machine keeps moving forward. Yep. What about VIPs? Because we end up getting some pretty big names in this road.
Well, this is a political year, so we do have, oh gosh, I think maybe 15 candidates signed up so far. So there will be that component to it, which is fine, great. Other than that, some of our VIPs, you know, our royalty, in that rodeo community, you know, we have a rodeo queen from Alabama that's going to be here. We have a gal that was our rodeo queen 50 years ago that's going to be joining us this year. And then other, like Miss Frontier is going to be here, as well as some other regional parade or rodeo queens will be joining us as well as part of that royalty. We have the Wyoming High School All-State Marching Band will be performing there every other year. They perform for us, so they will be here. So that's a group of kids from all over the state that will be here to perform. So that's exciting. I think marching bands are always a big, you know, hit for parades.
I love them. Yeah. I mean, I think if you've got a parade and you don't have a marching band in it, do you have a parade?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Even if it's just the kids for your local school.
Yeah, so we have the Drum and Bugle Corps. You know, they'll be kind of leading it off a little bit. And then the Sheridan High School marching band will be here. And then the All-State marching band will be in it. So,
Were there any surprise registrations where you're just like, oh, wow, okay.
Not really.
Nothing that really stuck out to you?
Yeah.
Anything new for the year that people can...
You know, I have only been in the parade as a YDOT entry, and so, you know, I had my snowplow, but I didn't really see what else was there because I was
too
busy with that. So
snowplow, yeah.
Yeah, I was on there as a participant, so I honestly don't really, you know, have anything to compare it to other than last year's registration sheet. And it's like, oh, okay, well, they're back. Oh, they're back. Oh, I wonder how come they haven't got theirs in yet.
Kind of, I think you're probably watching that just as much as the, oh, they're here. Where are they?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a mix of businesses, youth groups, got a couple families. There's a class reunion that's going to be in it. It's just kind of all over the board. So lots of variety. And
boy, folks really love this parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big one.
And this is kind of the big community event of the year.
Yeah.
Folks coming together. And then you got the 250 anniversary of the nation on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine we're going to see a lot of red, white, and blue out there.
Yeah. The you know, Western heritage and then the American, you know, celebration of our 250 years of independence is going to be pretty strong. So that's going to be awesome.
I feel like it's really grown over the years. Now, I wasn't here when I was a kid. I was watching the Lincoln County parade when I was a little kid, and that's not as big as this, I can tell you that. But it's pretty good size. But I imagine this parade's probably jumped up quite a bit, or at least it feels like it since I started working here about 6-7 years
ago. This is my 9th summer in Sheridan, and it seems to be, you know, I was pretty overwhelmed when I first came here. I was like, wow, this is from the community I came from. You know, this is
big city.
Big time. Yeah. So it seems to me it's pretty much stayed about the same. And I think that's just because we kind of cap it because we have to be able to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a demand. It's like you want to get in. So, you make it a priority.
Wearing the two different hats that you wear, did that, I don't want to say make it easier because it's not like YDOT was difficult to work with on getting the route. But does that help out? Where you're like, well, I'll just let everyone know we're going to close this off, or YDOT's already got that plan.
Well, actually, that Main Street is you know, it's a state highway, but it is managed by the city. So we have to apply for a city use special use permit through the city, and you know, do all that and work with the police department and the city on all of that. So YDOT doesn't have anything much to do with it other than our entry and the street sweepers in the end.
That's incredible. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought for sure that they would have had to have a hand in there because of the highway aspect.
No.
It's, interesting.
Yeah, that portion, that component of it is overseen by the city.
Well, let's talk about the route. Are we going to do the up and back again this year?
Yeah, we're going to start on Dow and Main. First Dow Main, that bridge there is where it kicks off, and then it'll go south to Work Street. And then loop around onto Brooks and then back north.
Back the other way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I know a lot of people are. Austin, is there anything else you would like folks to know about the carnival, about any of our vendors, or maybe even still looking for vendors?
Oh, yeah. No, we had our vendors. I had all of my vendors lined up. I pretty well knew who was coming back and everything, but we've had our vendors lined up for about a month and a half now. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, unfortunately for 2026, vendor spots are taken and spoken for. I know that in the future we plan to see if we can find spots that we can put additional vendors.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a thing that we'll try to do in the future. But as of right now, spoken for. But as far as the carnival goes, I'm really excited this year. We, like with the vendors, we have contracts with the carnival as well. And I was really excited that we were able to renew our contract with Dreamland Carnival, and Vicky Cook is who I work with mostly there. And they are awesome. They've been with the rodeo for years and years and years, and they come and they take care of everything. They're great. And they keep their rides updated. They keep things working well, and they're always looking for new ways to bring people in. And they're just a great company to work with. So I'd say thank you to them and just, yeah, excited to let's get rodeo going.
Let's get it kicked off, huh? Mm-hmm. Laura, Austin, thank you both so much for coming in. I know you guys are really busy, and I really do appreciate you doing this for me, coming in every year and speaking with me. I enjoy both perspectives that you shared with us this year, year two, year one. It's kind of a different view on things.
Thank you.
Stay busy, have fun, first and foremost, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with the YO Rodeo Board President and Vice President just after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
YO Jam 2026 Outdoor Concerts in downtown Sheridan. Four nights, big stage, country, rock, and hip-hop. Wednesday, free concert benefiting Reach with Jared Morris.
I'll be here waiting for the show.
Thursday, rock the night with Shoot to Thrill, Blow Your Top, and Recapture. Friday, Afro Man and Yin Yang Twins. And Saturday, Michael Ray. YO Jam 2026, July 8th through the 11th. Get your tickets online at yojam.com.
Something strange is growing at Sheridan College. Don't miss the Broadway musical theater intensive production of the cult classic musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors by Howard Ashman. A hilarious rock-infused adventure full of unforgettable characters, incredible performances, and a plant with a mind of its own. Join them at Kinnison Hall in the Whitney Center for the Arts for performances Friday, June 26th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 27th at 2 and 7 p.m. Tickets are available now at sheridan.edu/Broadway.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
America's best days lie ahead.
We will make America greater than ever before.
Like Reagan, like Trump, Steve Freese is a strong conservative who believes in America. A businessman, not a career politician. Steve Freese can't be bought and won't back down. Steve spent decades in the trenches fighting for our conservative values, helping groups like Turning Point USA and Tea Party Patriots get off the ground, and fought for election integrity, staunchly pro-life. 100% pro-gun, secure borders, peace through strength, no tax hikes, period. A conservative like Reagan, a fighter like Trump. Vote conservative Republican Steve Freese for Congress. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve Freese, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Freeze for Wyoming.
The Sheridan Media Online Marketplace is now open through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's your chance to score big local savings. Hungry? Need a night out? Tackling a project? Looking to treat yourself? Start here at SheridanMedia.com. Save up to half what you'd normally pay on local restaurants, entertainment, health services, hardware, and a lot more. Now, if you spot something you love, click it, buy it, done. Sheridan Media Online Marketplace, open now through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and for a second part this morning, we are joined by the Wyo Rodeo Board President Hayden Heafy and Vice President Jess Sams. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Floyd.
I love that hat, Hayden. Where you guys selling those?
This is our new official Sheridan Wild Rodeo hat.
I'm going to have to get me one of those this year.
Everybody's got to get one.
Yeah, that looks really great. I got a nice little cap collection back at the house, and I'd love to add that to it. Yeah. So I'm going to make sure I get one of those picked up. Now, I'm sure you're both pretty excited for this year's Wyo Rodeo. Hayden, what have you been looking forward to?
Ooh. Well, I'm looking forward to actually getting into the arena and putting the performance on.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know from our previous conversations and visits here in your studio, we spent a year trying to get to the point where we produce this show for Sheridan. And as with all planning and work projects, the satisfaction doesn't come until you see the final product hit the page, right? And so we're all excited for the final product, which is going to be, I think, a great, great show this year. Four nights in the rodeo arena with the professional performances and we're actually we've expanded this week so much. I mean, we're going to start Rodeo Week right after 4th of July with a free to the public premiere rodeo documentary movie at the Wyo Theater. People can just contact the Wyo Theater, sign up, get tickets. Obviously, they have limited seating, but this is a premier event that was put on by or directed and developed by a former Sheridan resident, Rain Lavelle.
Wow.
And it'll feature some of the famous personalities from the Yellowstone series. It's a true story about Mrs. Gantner who fought breast cancer for 10 years and made it from top of the rodeo heap down to the very depths of what you go through when you go through cancer treatment and then back to the top. Quite a story, but we'll start out the week so everybody on Sunday afternoon can go out to the college for a free music concert. We'll have this movie premiere in the evening, and I haven't seen the movie. I haven't been there. I can't tell you much about it. But what I think about is many years ago the night that Garth Brooks came to Sheridan for a Christmas concert, and it was fairly low key, but it was, man, it was exciting and it was wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Electric.
And electric. And so I think this will be a great way to start this. And the story is the movie story also intertwines the history of rodeo, which is why we think it's important. And we're going to sponsor this and bring this to Sheridan. And so there'll be a lot of behind the scenes discussions, a lot of personalities in rodeo in the film. Centered around the story of this one lady's work and trials trying to sustain her career and survive cancer.
Yeah.
So that's the kickoff of the week. And, you know, then we're doing steer roping slack on Monday. We'll have two rounds of that in the evening. It'll be cooler, easier on the horses and the livestock. They'll roll right into Tuesday morning for the third round and the final championship round. And so all of that again is free, as all our slack performances are. And so people can come up, and if you're an aficionado of steer roping, you got all day Monday and Tuesday to do that. And then Tuesday night we start with barrel racing. So you know, we've talked about this, but we're trying to operate in a facility that was built in the last century, and cowboys traveled around with a pickup truck and a 2-horse trailer, and now cowboys travel with a 50-foot long living quarters trailer and a semi truck pulling it, and we just do not have the parking at our facility to accommodate all these contestants coming to Sheridan for the rodeo. So part of this, our planning process, is how do we structure this to keep all the contestants, keep all the events coming, but not have all the contestants on the grounds at the same time.
Yeah.
So the steer ropers can come in and literally put on their performance, their event for 2 days. Barrel racers the same way. And then we'll free up some space for the next round of contestants that start in on Wednesday morning and go through the night performances Wednesday through Saturday. And I'm talking too much here, and I want to give a little time to Jess, because I'm sure he has some thoughts about how we're going to get started this year.
Absolutely, Jess. I got a quick question for you. You know, I was speaking with Chad Baldwin from the University of Wyoming yesterday, and I said something, you know, it just feels like rodeo has gone a lot more mainstream over the past decade. And maybe it's just because I'm kind of on the outside, you know, I'm not a rodeo competitor. I'm not on any boards, but if you were to look at the popularity of the sport itself, would you say that it's really kicked off?
Oh, I absolutely would. As you say, you know, the popularity, rodeo's always been popular, but the last several years, I think it's just everybody truly wants to be a cowboy at some point.
Yeah.
You know, this week, everybody, you know, feel comfortable, wear your hat, come out, enjoy it. You know, it's an extreme sport. It's been around a long time, and people love it. It's truly something people get into, and it has the last several years. You look at, you know, the way the media portrays rodeo now, they're really blowing it up. They're really supporting it. Fortunately for us, we live in an outstanding community.
Yeah.
Our community truly supports us. You know, we can't do this without our community. So, you know, our kudos here, our little town of Sheridan, you know, all the credit goes back to them for supporting us. But it's all over the nation right now. It's really growing.
I mean, you can go into just about any establishment, a bar, and they've got rodeo playing somewhere.
Absolutely.
On a TV in there, where it used to be, you know, kind of dominated baseball, football, things like that. Now you can find rodeo happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a sports channel somewhere. And I always thought that was pretty amazing. Especially, you know, in a time when a lot of folks thought, well, the way of the cowboy is heading off into the sunset. Well, I think it was the exact opposite. And maybe it was spurred on by other events in the world. But I think you're right, Jess. At some point, everyone wants to don that hat, throw those boots on, and be a cowboy.
You know, if it's just, you know, 1 week out of the year, one night out of the year, people enjoying the rodeo, people enjoy putting the hat on. And it's just, you know, socially accepted.
Yeah.
We encourage that. We like that because everybody, you know, they want to be part of it.
Now, you're in charge of the Indian Relay races. How's that coming together this year?
It's great. This will be our 30th year. My 21st year involved the relay. Top 20 teams running right now are invited. Our purse is higher than ever. We're just a hair over $100,000 payout.
Holy cow.
Yep. It's definitely a crowd pleaser. anybody that follows relay understands this sport in itself has exploded the last few years.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
It's the number one extreme sport, I think. And it's true horsemanship, unbelievable culture, and just the connection with them and their horses. They're really taking this to the next level.
And I'm sure there's a component of individuals, because Sheridan is growing very, very quickly. We're getting some people in who probably never had the opportunity to experience something like this. If you were to answer that question, if someone walked up to you and said, what the heck is this? I've never even heard of this before. How would you describe it to them?
You know, it's interesting because, like, say, a lot of people have never seen it. They've heard about it. You kind of explain to them what the sport is. They're like, well, can I buy a ticket for that? I'm like, you buy a rodeo ticket. Like, I just want to watch the relay race. I'm like, well, come to relay race, you can watch the rodeo for free.
Yeah.
People, they love it. And just the social media side of it now, and the media. Mm. We've been fortunate enough to work with some of the major TV channels, reporters throughout the United States on this. It's really gaining popularity, and giving the credit back where credit's due. You know, these are extreme athletes and phenomenal athletes, and the crowds love it.
And just kind of a question for both of you. A lot of I've only got about 5 minutes left, but this is something that I was always very curious about, because we're starting to see big rodeo organizations, associations, they're relocating here to Wyoming. Hayden, what do you think that means for the YO rodeo going forward?
That is a tough question to answer, because I haven't really tried to project and think about that too much. But with a big smile on my face, I will remind everybody that this is the cowboy state.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have the rodeo in Cheyenne, who is not a nemesis to us in any way, but, you know, they're called the granddaddy of them all, the Cheyenne Frontier Days. Now the PRCA, I think, has recognized that there probably is no greater center of cowboy culture in the country than Wyoming. And Cheyenne has a location that puts them on two the major north-south, east-west interstates. And they have an event, they have facilities. And if you ascribe to the theory that a rising tide raises all boats, we are going to benefit greatly from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess, what do you think about this? I mean, we all knew, because we grew up here. Wyoming is the cowboy state. This is the center of the Western culture. I think everyone else is kind of catching on to that.
You know, I agree with that. You know, we all know as the cowboy state, it makes sense location-wise. You know, everybody would say we'd love to have it in Sheridan or someplace, but it's just not feasible. You know, we don't have the interstate, you know, the size of the community. I think it's going to be a good move. I think it's going to be good for the state. There's some really, really good rodeos in the state, as there is in all states, but I think it's a very positive move. I'm looking forward to it, and I think the state of Wyoming is going to back and support it.
Absolutely. And I'm with you on that, Hayden. You know, as these organizations come in here and embrace, you know, the Wyoming way of doing things, which is probably the way they're doing things anyway, it will, I believe, raise all boats. Right. Because how many rodeos happen in our little state every year? And I had the opportunity to take my wife to a smaller one over there in Lincoln County. And I'll tell you what, it may be considered a smaller one, but that place was, as Hayden said, that was electric. I mean, they had all their events right there within just a couple days, and people could not sit down. I mean, up and down, it was like being at Catholic Church, you know? You stood up to be happy about every 5 minutes. It was a fantastic performance. And I think that will happen to all the little rodeos, because we're going to get big names, great stock. And how important is the stock? Again, I've only got about 3 minutes, but for those individuals who are kind of new to the rodeo, how important is stock to the competition?
I'm going to let Jess talk about rough stock and so forth.
You know, on the stock side of it, we truly cannot do rodeo without the stock. They're amazing athletes in themselves. And what a lot of people don't understand is the way these animals are treated, they're treated out just phenomenal. You know, we got Wade Sankey, bought the family business from Mike Sankey. They've been with us, I believe, about 30 years. And then Matt Sharping with Phenom Genetics. The way they treat their animals, people understand the genetics, the breeding program, their feeding program is unbelievable. The welfare of those animals, they're the true athletes.
Yeah.
Because where these athletes are going today, you look back 10 years, the caliber of bulls, buck, and horses, and the caliber of the riders today, they're all better. It's just like you look at athletes in the NFL. They're getting faster. They're getting more powerful. They're getting quicker. They're getting smarter. Rodeo athletes are the same way, and is the stock.
Yeah. Yeah, like serious athletes, you know, a lot of these individuals, probably their first, you know, foray into the sport was 5 years old, jumping on the goat in the back. Right. Exactly. And that's where they wanted to be going forward. You know what? I think I want to do this. And so they hit that high school rotation, and man, even high school rodeo lately has just been fantastic.
That's blown up.
People are taking this a lot more serious than they used to, I think. And, you know, the Sheridan Wyo rodeo, well, that's big league. That's the end goal. This is where I want to be, and this is how I want to do it.
Yeah, back to your comment about the rodeo headquarters moving to Cheyenne. We are big league. I'm not sure that people that don't have a little more insight understand that, but we are the 23rd ranked rodeo in the United States out of 650.
Incredible.
We are seriously big league.
Yeah.
We get all of the best rodeo contestants. We have, you asked about the livestock. Anybody in the rodeo industry will tell you that the Sankey and Phenom Genetics livestock is top tier. And so you're matching top tier human athletes against top tier livestock. Okay. And you know, that's a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Every night at Sheridan, that's a Super Bowl.
And it's incredible to see. Folks, if you haven't got it, are there tickets still available?
Absolutely. More tickets available on Wednesday and Thursday nights. We're getting very tight on tickets for Friday and Saturday. There is an industry out there that comes to major events like ours and tries to snag up tickets in the online portal and then resell them at higher prices, much like happens in the concert industry, okay? But what we've done is we've tried to protect a block of tickets for Friday, Saturday nights to make sure that they are available to the people of Sheridan.
Fantastic.
So you can buy those tickets in person at the box office today, but they're not going to be available. They're not going to be visibly available online. You know, call a box office. You want a nice set of tickets for your Friday night event. We can get them there. But Wednesday and Thursday, lots of tickets available online and in person.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. It's always a pleasure having you in here. I always love talking rodeo and talking about these fantastic developments that have happened over the last couple of years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Floyd.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching a community commitment match to support our local fire districts by donating $35,000.
Plus, a Wyoming Community Foundation donor advised fund is matching that amount, and now we're asking the community to help us match an additional $35,000. Sheridan County, let's help fund our local fire districts who protect us every day. Scan